Welcome to your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. It's Bob. I think most of us have inner voices in our heads, but I recently discovered that I have an inner narrator in mine. Today, Nick and I talk about the storytellers in our minds and then we spend a little time exploring the challenges and the joys of creating an improvised song. It's one of the rare episodes where you get to hear my podcast partner sing. Check it out. I wake up talking to myself.
Oh, that's a good call.
I narrate. I think I narrate because I wake up like as if I'm narrating what was just going on in my head. Do you do that? Because you're kind of a narrator.
I don't know that I've narrated stuff that goes on in my head. No.
When I wake up, it's just my
when
dreams.
When I wake up and I know I want to be the man who's narrating to you. And I go out and I go out and I talk about what I'm doing, everything I do. And Abelita. I would walk 500 narrates, and I would narrate 500 more.
That was good. Good
yeah,
turn.
Thank you.
Good change. That's Thanks. Improv singing. Yeah. I have an amazing student in my class right now named Kamara, who is, I heard her voice for the first time. I was connecting two classes together who are going to be in a showcase together, and I had them introduce themselves around a circle. Then I had them introduce themselves with showing their personality. Then I had them introduce themselves singing their names. And when Kamara sang her name, you just knew this is an unbelievable voice that this human being has. Just from seeing her name, you could tell this. And I said to her, hey, you'd probably be fantastic as an improvising singer. And she's like, I have no interest in that whatsoever. Shut down.
Wow.
It was like, and I had to accept that, you know, she had no interest in it. But when I saw it, she's a wonderful improviser. She did a fantastic monologue. I know she can act. When I see people like that, I want to see that full, like, I want to see them use all their exercises, all their tools.
Do you think it's the same existential crisis that I have with the singing part? Is that you have to come up with it so quickly that the pressure is much higher?
I do. But you know something? I think there's the song itself helps you. Because you, whether you know it or not, before you sing something out, you play it in your head.
Sure.
Just, and then you sing that thing, right?
Yeah.
And all you're doing is adding the words while you're doing that. And thinking about the story. Because it gets a lot easier when you have something to sing about. So like I ride down the street. I don't just make up songs.
Yep.
I choose a person that in a car next to me that has something interesting about them, and I sing about them.
It's like when you're faking a name and you're looking around for stuff and you go, wine glass, soap dish. Nice to meet you.
It works.
Yeah.
It works. And the goal is just to try to make sure that you have some couplets or some things that rhyme somewhere along the way.
There's a wine glass behind you. I totally Kaiser Soze'd you right there.
That, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, it's weird. Kaiser Soze. Can we like that movie still?
Yes.
Okay.
You can separate the man from the work.
Okay.
And it's usually man.
Isn't it, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it? Okay. And that's still a struggle with me, though. It's still a struggle.
Yeah. If it's, you know, if you're moving forward and you're saying, oh, we wanted to make The Usual Suspects 2 Electric Boogaloo, and we have to have Kevin Spacey in there, then you're walking
wah, wah, wah.
A very bad path. Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. I didn't write an outro down because I just wanted to make up a song about the stuff that I see around me and the things right in front of me, like my phone. I spend too much time on my phone, doom scrolling instead of being home, being present in the moment and having a nice breath mint, and then going to sleep at a reasonable hour.